Well, let's get to an issue here. I want to start off with something we've been talking about for at least the past 2 weeks. And the president made the news again on this. The Pledge of Allegiance, of course, continues to grab everybody's brain. President was out this past week declaring the United States one nation under God. He did it at an Independence Day celebration in West Virginia. This one bothered me a little bit more. Bush was singing hymns and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance at St. Anne's Episcopal Church. That's fine, but I mean, and the closing hymn in the church was America the Beautiful, too. Now, that seems more like a patriotic service than it does to God. Now, that I kind of have a problem with myself. Others may not, but I think it's disturbing to actually say the Pledge of Allegiance in a church. Not so much it should be illegal, obviously. It's perfectly legal. But there's something about, if you really do mean under God, then why are you pledging allegiance to something else in a church? I mean, if God is supreme, it seems to me you wouldn't be pledging allegiance to anything but God in that church. I actually have with us tonight an expert on the Pledge of Allegiance, and particularly what the Pledge of Allegiance means to America's school children. I have, of course, with me Caitlin Annabelle, age 6. Is your name Caitlin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are you an expert on the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
Did you know the whole thing?
Yeah.
Could you say it for us?
Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. Now, do you know what that means?
No.
Well, do you know what the flag is?
It's America's flag.
What color is it?
Red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what the United States of America is?
It's our country.
Uh-huh. And do you know what the republic for which it stands means?
No.
Do you know what under God means?
You're under God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And do you know what liberty and justice for all means?
No.
No? Okay. Now, where did you learn this Pledge of Allegiance?
From my school.
Do you say it every day?
Yes.
Now, would you be sad if you couldn't say it anymore in school?
Yes.
You would?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thank you very much for that expert opinion. That was very helpful. Is anybody you'd like to say hi to?
Yes. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Grandpa. Hi, Uncle Scott. Hi, Mommy.
Thank you very much, Caitlin. There you have it, folks. An expert opinion as to what the Pledge of Allegiance means to America's school children.